Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
You're actually doing him, yeah?
I was going to do Will Grigg, but I can't do someone who played for the Orange Bastards, can I? So
I think though, Bob, we should have a few like notable mentions, like honourable mentions. So like drop him in there. Something good to talk about, I think.
Mm. And I have had the song stuck in my head all day since I mentioned it.
It's actually incredible. Like, I think he could have been an answer here just for a man who played no minutes, but the impact he had.
Did he not play? I always had it in my head. One of them things you obviously just remember wrong, that he scored in a game.
No, that
might have been qualifiers you were thinking of.
I just had it in my head because it sort of went massive in that tournament, didn't I? Yeah. I just always had it in my head that he'd scored. Obviously, Mandela effect.
Yeah. Will Grigg effect, it's going to be called from now on.
No, you two have picked for mine. Streets won't forget. Mandela. M5 on famous criminals.
Windridge.
Ronaldo could be on that one as well.
He could, yeah, you're right.
Hello and welcome back to the Keeping Up Appearances Euros specials. We are on our third instalment of this little podcast episode we're putting together for the Euros before we break and come back for the 24-25 season. Again, we've got a good little Euros themed podcast lined up. The return of Keeping Up Appearances, which I'm sure you've all been ready to look forward to. We've got our usual Maroon 5 Euros themed, and then we will finish with our big game of Keeping Up Appearances at the end after what Bob's nail on the head last time out, was it? Got it dead on. So yeah, see if he can either get that again or see if I can manage to Google quick enough to hit the nail on the head this week. But before we get into that, as I said, we will start with Keeping Up Appearances. Hopefully you have enjoyed this game, trying it out for these episodes. So yeah, again, we've got another Euros themed one this weekend. I don't think anyone has gone down this road so far with goals scored. So that is going to be the theme for today's Keeping Up Appearances. Players who have scored 5 or more goals in the Euros. And on my screen, it's Tosh, Bob, then Sean. So if we're happy to go with that order, we can. If you want to mix it up, we can.
I'm happy to go with it.
I'm sure you are, Tosh. And if you went, you would have said as well. So, yeah. So, Sean, how do you feel about this? All right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Callum, can you tell us how many people there are out of interest?
Yeah, there is 23.
Oh, Jesus.
Be here a while.
We won't.
I was going to say, I've only got one that I know definitely rates it.
To be honest, I think why I kind of pick obviously the 5, because there's a couple of obviously red herring type ones that you might have thought that might drop in, but there's more than enough obvious ones to go a few rounds, I'd say a couple of rounds maybe.
Go on, I'll start off. Someone I know scored about 8 or 9 in one competition, Michel Platini.
Correct. Do you want me to tell you kind of how many they got, or that do you think that might give away other answers potentially?
I'd just say yeah.
Good. Okay.
As in just saying, yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah. David Villa.
Thanks, Bob. There's the first red herring.
Get in.
He is not on the list. He scored 4.
I'll go Ronaldo.
Correct. Do you want to go for Platini?
Alan Shearer.
Correct.
From the same tournament, I believe Patrick Schick.
Correct.
In the same tournament?
Not as Shearer, as Ronaldo. When he used to three.
Milan Baros.
Oh.
Great shot, yeah. He's in there.
Trying to go back previous winners. Torres.
Fernando Torres, yes, correct.
Fuck's sake.
No, he definitely got at least four. Van Basten.
Correct.
I'm going to take a punt.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
This is a good one. Quite back and forth, this. I like it.
I know, but it's about to be over. I'm going to go...
Five, four...
Whoa.
I thought there was a time limit.
Yeah, I'll go for...
Three.
Someone I know scored in a final, but I don't know if they scored anymore. I'll go Oliver Bierhoff.
Scored two in a final, I think, didn't he?
Did he?
He scored two in
nights. He hopefully got three in the groups.
No, Sean.
No.
Fortunately, you're out.
Oh, well. Worth a punt.
Would Harry Kane have been right?
Yes. Do you want me to go through you missed?
No, I had one more. Try and get some more.
I had one more that I just, and I've just forgotten off the top of my head.
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Lukaku's in there, yes.
Gerd Muller.
Yes.
Gary Lineker.
Oh, sorry. Gerd Muller was a no. Ooh. Sorry, Gerd Muller was a four. Gary Lineker is a no. Sean, anyone else you're thinking of?
Thierry Henry.
Nah, he won't have really.
Thierry Henry was just six.
How many did Rooney get in 2004? Was that four?
Oh, he probably did, yeah. He got one in 2012 as well, didn't he?
Rooney's on it. Rooney was six.
Raul.
No.
Yeah, Spain were rubbish when he was playing, weren't they?
Sound like one of those things that you spin up and down, makes the noise then, but when you said that.
Give us a clue for a couple of other ones then, Carl.
Wow.
give us a clue for a couple.
Okay. Well, so obviously Ronaldo got 14, Cini got 9. Then joint third, you had three players on 7. Shearer was one of them. Two of them are still.
Sorry, Carl, is this not 5-1 tournament?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought we were doing. That's why I went for Patrick Schick, because I knew that for a fact. Oh, I genuinely thought it was 5-1 tournament.
Oh, 5-1 tournament would be unbelievable.
Yeah. Sorry, no, fair enough. No worries.
Sorry. There was two others joint third on 7 goals. Shearer and two others. They're both playing. They're both still in this tournament now.
Griezmann?
Yes, he's one.
Giroud? Oh, I'm back. No.
No.
Who else has left in here?
Morata.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Don't you back in. That was the real quiz.
Come on.
then I'll just mean. So, do you want another couple, or do you want me to go through with who you missed?
Nah, I should go through. Any big names from like the old days who we've missed?
I mean, there's a couple of like fairly obvious ones that you might have said. I mean, no one said Klinsmann, did they?
No.
I did.
Zidane?
No.
I think you said, well, that's the
Karl Heinz Rummenigge.
No.
Steady on, Sosh.
Henri Rooney. Clive Aird. Van Nistelrooy.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Ibra.
No.
Ibrahimovic. Lewandowski.
Bergkamp. Will Grigg.
No, Sean. Yeah, Mario Gomez. Shaqiri. Milos. You might know this one, Sosh. Milosevic. Yugoslavia back in the day.
Yeah. Well, all the names sound like that.
Is he the one who's playing for Villa? No.
How are you spelling? How are you? Is it? There was one who scored.
It's Savo Milosevic. M I L O S E V I C.
Oh, no, I'm not too sure. No.
He did, Sean. I will tell you how many appearances, but I know what you're like. You'll log that. So I thought, what position was? Oh, 1-3 goals together.
Maybe Yugoslavia comes up.
That's what we're going to do later in the Keeping Up Appearances.
He scored 7 goals as well. You win.
Do I get three guesses in Keeping Up Appearances so I didn't get my bonus guess last time?
No.
Okay. Seems unfair. Yes. Okay, then moving on to Marooned 5. So you might remember in last week's episode, we had alternate national anthems for the England national team. And the winner was the one we decided would be the obvious one, which was Jerusalem.
Right.
So, yeah. Me and Sean were joined second, I believe, Sean, weren't we, with JCB and... can't remember what I picked. Tub Thumping.
30%
to be fair, though, I think based on the poll, I think we got like the same votes as Jerusalem. It was one of them where it was like 35% and then we were on like 30. Do you know, like... I don't think Bob got any.
Oh, I was just going to say, did I get any? Didn't even vote for myself this week.
Does that mean we get to joint decide who gets booted out this week, Sean? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Joint decision. So, Callum, don't even bother saying what you were going to say. I'd say
it's not point, is it?
Okay, then. So for this week's one, we're going to go for maybe similar to the first week where we picked Streets Won't Forget Euros team. We're going to go down the route of a Streets Won't Forget Euros player. So either a Euros campaign or a player who's sort of synonymous with the Euros, maybe. So, yeah, that's going to do it. We'll say our obvious one now. Our obvious one's going to be Rooney 2004. As something we've mentioned, I think, in both the podcasts we've done before this, a campaign. Obviously, Rooney's best point in an England career, I think you'd have to say. So, yeah, we're going to say that's the obvious one. So, that's off the table. And then it's a case of what else people prefer. Anyone want to dive in first?
I'll go if you want.
Go on, Sean.
I'll go mainly because mine has already been mentioned. I think two of them actually have to be fair. But, yeah, I mentioned mine. Probably wouldn't have remembered it had I not been researching it for this topic. But mine is a player that I don't know if the streets won't forget for the general public, but they are for me, as always, as well, for a very specific reason. But my nomination this week is Czech Republic's Patrick Schick, who, as we know, scored 5 goals in the Euros, all in the same one, Euro 2000. Well, Euro 2020 or 21, however you want to phrase it. He kind of came out the blue a little bit in that tournament. Czech Republic, as far as I remember, surprised everyone and seemed to be a bit of a surprise package. I've said surprise a lot so far. Maybe I need to stop saying that.
Like silly.
because they were in England's group, but then they progressed, I think, to the quarterfinals, as far as I remember.
Quarters, yeah.
And Patrick Schick just kind of blew everyone away. Scored 5 goals. I personally had never heard of him. I know other people with more of a knowledge of football may have heard of him, but I certainly haven't. And I think he's one of those players now who will always stay in my mind for, as I said, for a specific reason, which I'll say in a minute. But I also think since then, I still see whenever you hear like transfer rumors, you hear his name pop up, and it always makes me think about like, remember him from that tournament? That tournament in particular was like a bit of a bright spark in a grim COVID time, wasn't it? Like it was like the reintroduction of football. There was maybe a quarter, third stadiums full with fans. It was like a really nice time, just having a bit of footy back, and obviously being all over Europe as well. Felt quite exciting, not that we went, but it just felt quite good seeing different fans and that. The reason I particularly like Patrick Schick, and he'll always kind of stick with me, is because it was at that time I was on a campaign in my previous school to get younger kids into footy. Loads of kids like playing footy, but just didn't really like watching footy. In particular, girls. I wanted to get them watching footy. So I had to plead with the higher-ups to watch a couple of the matches, the 2 o'clock kickoffs. And they agreed that I could watch a second half of Czech Republic Scotland. So, other things, it wasn't from the start anyway. And I was like, okay, got all my work done so I could box this game off and just have it on for the kids. We must have had the game on for 30 seconds. And then he scored that goal from the halfway line. And the kids' faces were just like, just in awe. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like, I kept saying at the time, it's like the best advert for football ever. These kids who've never really watched footy before got to watch an absolute worldie. I think that went on to win the Puskás, did it? No. Or it was in the running anyway. For the Puskás, it was quality. Made even better by who's the goalie? Is it Marshall? Stephen Marshall. Yeah. When he ends up getting wrapped up in the net again.
That's the best bit, yeah.
It's quality. Looks like a little fish who's just been caught. And I don't know. I feel like he'll always exist in that very specific time. He currently plays for Bayer Leverkusen. Just won the league with them, done that unbeaten season. I haven't heard of them all season. You heard of all like the players they've got, Florian Wirtz and all them. Didn't know he was there. And I just think he's one of those players who maybe will middle around in Europe for years, but he'll always like exist in that tournament for not only for 5 goals, but for that absolute worldie. I just think for that reason he will kind of stay in people's minds. So yeah, I'm going Patrick Schick.
Yeah, I think I usually like to chip in with something, but I can honestly say I'd never heard of him before, and I haven't heard of him since. So.
Exactly.
So you'll
remember the name, don't you?
Really, that's exactly it. Yeah, no, I think that's it. As soon as you said him, I knew he'd score. I remembered that goal. I knew it was him. I had no idea he played for Leverkusen, though, as you say, I think.
Yeah, he's clearly a very good player, playing at a decent level. Like, because he's played for, like, Roma and everything. But again, I had to research that to know that. But, yeah, you just don't hear of him ever.
Did he play
it all
this season?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he played a fair bit this season. He's been
13 goals in 33 games across all competitions.
Yeah.
Pretty good going.
Yeah. A cog in the Leverkusen wheel that nobody knew of.
I think, and even just the five goals is like, I didn't realise he'd scored that many. I thought you were picking him just solely for the goal, which I suppose you were to an extent, but...
Yeah.
Like score five goals and go out in the quarters and be playing for Cheche as they know now. But
yeah, I think, as you say, if it was just that goal, like loads of people have scored good goals, but probably wouldn't be remembered as much.
Yeah.
But the fact he's always got that golden, I think it was the golden boot. I think he shared it. He's always got that to his name as well.
Can't take that away from him. Alongside Milan Baros, as mentioned earlier as well. Also in the golden boot whilst playing.
You know what? I also did a bit of research and it said, they were like naming him as like the third generation of like Czech Republic heroes at Euros. It was like Karol Poborský in the 90s and then like Milan Baros in the 2000s, obviously. And then moving on to
they won it in 76 as well, Czechoslovakia, didn't they?
So. Yeah, but no one knows them players.
No Panenka.
Other than Sosh.
Yeah, well, sorry, we do know
Panenka. Yeah, everyone knows Panenka, yeah. Right, yeah, good start as always from Sean. Always rely on Sean to provide a good case. Now the shame is for someone who has to follow it. So off you go, Callum. Go on, Bob.
I'm excited for that.
I'm going to follow Sean and Lick because before we started, Sean said we should have some honourable mentions, and my honourable mentions are from that same tournament. What's it, 2016, yeah?
2020.
Take that back then.
Oh no, I've got
okay, so my
misremember the streets don't forget.
No, my honourable mention was for mainly just for a very famous goal for Wales. I was going to put forward Hal Robson-Kanu for that goal and that goal alone.
Great goal, yeah.
But I'm not going to go for him. Because I've got the memory of a fish, I'm going to go for somebody who has performed at this current tournament. He's now gone out. His stats read 5 matches played, 486 minutes played, 23 total attempts, 0 goals, 1 missed penalty, 1 big cry. So I'm going to say my streets won't forget Euros edition for how funny it has been to see his international career end this way. I'm going to go for the second greatest player of all time and go for Cristiano Ronaldo. Lots of good memes and lots of good content following his meltdown after he missed his pen and just how petulant he's been with insisting on taking all the free kicks, insisting on everything going through him. Kind of ruined what's an otherwise quite... promising young Portugal side led by the great Roberto Martinez. Then just considering what a career he's had and how poorly he's performed in this Euros, I think it's just quite a good end for an international career to end for an absolute bell end of football. So I don't think there's any more of a case to make, really. I just really, really enjoyed him suffering.
Oh, dear. Sean?
Why do you hate him so much, Bob? Like, not just you either. Like, don't get me wrong. I equally find it frustrating how it's like the Ronaldo show.
Yeah.
Everyone's so happy to see him, like, suffering. It's just, like, the disrespect on him. I don't know.
He should be playing.
I know, but that's not his fault.
Oh, no, it is. It absolutely is.
No, it isn't.
If he wasn't playing every game, he'd get Martinez shot, I bet you.
He would, yeah.
Nah, Martinez needs to have a bit of ball.
Well, we know he hasn't got that. Exactly. That's the reason he's got the job.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it is Ronaldo's fault.
It's definitely Ronaldo's
fault.
Because
he kicked up such a fuss in the World Cup when he got dropped. Now, I know what you mean. I think there's part of it that's very funny because... you know how much Ronaldo would have hated Messi winning the World Cup.
Yeah.
And then like he thinks, right, that's it. I'm gonna win the Euros then. I'm gonna do it myself. And he's had an absolute disaster, to be fair. And yeah, it's part of it as well, like the way the particularly the BBC the other night, like the chance he missed in extra time when he balloons it over the bar. Yeah. That's, and he didn't mention that, he just said how great his movement was for it. I think there's this sort of...
So I disagree. Are you saying pundits have been positive about him?
Because I
think they've been the opposite. I feel like even like
I think it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah, but like pundits. More so. Like, did you see that tagline?
Cristiano
Pal, yeah. And you're like,
that's just funny. Don't be such a snowflake, Sean.
No, I'm not being a snowflake. But just like
you are.
When did the BBC decide to have banter like that? Like
when they let that beaut Gary Lineker on every week?
Yeah, but that's it. That's what it's turning into now. But only on certain things.
When it's he like, when he uses like the BBC's his advertising for his podcast,
yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't find me advertising the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen loads of videos this week of just like people, obviously, like the Messi Ronaldo debate is just pointless, and I hate it. But like,
there's people... no debate.
You what?
There's no debate. That's why it's pointless.
No, but it's like people always say like. Or the videos this week have been saying, how can people hate Ronaldo or like what he used to be? Like when he's in the Premier League, he was just so good.
He
like,
got absolutely rattled by Phil Neville.
And
I'm kind of on your side, Johnny. I think it would have been quite good had he won it.
Oh, behave, Cal.
Not that I want Portugal to win. Obviously, I want England to win it, but I think it would have been quite good had Ronaldo finished his career winning it. That just as a story,
nah,
I mean, that's great.
I agree.
His career is absolutely insane.
The point is, he's not winning. It's like saying now, like, yeah, I think it'd be great if England won the Euros with Gary Lineker up front. It's near enough the same thing. Honestly, he should
same
be.
Age.
They left Jota and that other fella, Gonzalo Ramos, on the bench for 120 minutes while he stood there waiting for free kicks to run and grab the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Him crying when he missed the pen.
Yeah, but he's doing it. Everything he's doing is for the cameras, though. That's like,
that's
it's
insane.
Not genuine.
Himself. The people were saying he's not crying for his nation, he's crying for himself because people are going to mention him missing
a pen. Yeah, exactly.
Cops and Portugal
he's
the game.
Looking up at the screens and that. But what's doing my head in is we've hit a point where divvies are now like laughing at how good Ronaldo is at footy. He's still a million times better than all of us, but you've got people on Twitter.
I don't think I made that point.
You
I don't think I made
so
that
easy,
point
remember?
In my case that it was. I don't get that point you're trying to make, really.
I think it's almost like gone too far to the point where like, he hasn't been that bad to the point where, I guess I say,
but his career for the past 3 years is just breaking all the goal scoring records, and for him to have that many attempts and not score. Just shows how bad he has been, really, because that is the only thing he does now.
Oh, yeah.
As they say, Sean, die a hero or live long enough to see him become a villain.
You might need to
exactly
careful on the edit there as well, Sean.
Why?
You might need to listen to what Bob just said. That might land in hot water. But yeah.
What did Bob say?
You listen back to it on the edit.
No, I can probably imagine what it was.
You can't go to America, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hope he didn't say that over Tosh's Dark Knight speech.
I didn't know. He started just as I was saying.
Yeah, you might get away with it. I don't know.
You distracted me. I got distracted halfway through.
Yeah, Tosh's quote was iconic then. Especially the cheeky smile he said it with.
Boy, he smokes it in.
Very Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Susie I think Dent. As well, the other thing Ronaldo, he did have a couple of unbelievable Euros campaigns, didn't he? The first one when he was like 2004, and even the couple afterwards, he was great.
Yeah, the contrast between how great he has been and how it's fizzled out, that's why I quite enjoy it. And I think that it will be memorable just for how.
Done sweet FA in a World Cup, though, and it really matters.
Exactly.
Also, though, is there a big name player that's actually delivered at these Euros?
Jordan Pickford.
Yeah. Waller.
So
send the dogs in.
Ronaldo's getting all the stick, and Mbappe he's dropping stinkers every game.
It was just that
he got knocked out in the first game.
Yeah,
the picture of like Ronaldo with that free kick he took in the game before last, where he's like he's basically on the byline, he's got like a wall, and he stood like 20 yards, and someone just tweeted the picture that saying like, how do you reason with that? Because he's like stood there 20 yards back waiting to take a free kick. Just
Pickford could also be an honourable mention, to be fair.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, Callum, do you want to go next, socialise?
Anna Bobbitt, if you want to do yours, you can.
Go on, I'll get mine out the way. I'm going to give a couple of honourable mentions because I think I sort of misunderstood the brief a bit first. So the honourable ones, if I was thinking just of a campaign, I was thinking a couple of the Greeks, 2004, the centre-back Delis and Karisteas. And then I think the one that we haven't mentioned, who was mentioned earlier on the show in keeping up appearances, Michel Platini, who I think is probably the answer to the obvious one, really. I think he scored 9 or 10 goals in 4 or 5 games when France won the Euros in their own country. Just a couple of hat-tricks, a goal in the final. And I think Van Basten as well. So obviously he's top scorer in that competition when he was. So, but the person I'm going to go for a slightly different route, and I'm going to go for a player who won the competition in 2008. He wasn't born in that country. He only played for the country for a couple of years. The first time I ever seen him was playing for Villarreal at Goodison Park alongside a couple of other Streets Won't Forget players in Raquel May and Sorin and Forlan and people like that. And it's Marcus Senna. And I think he just jumped to my head as someone, obviously, that Callum mentioned the Spain teams. I know you said 2012 a couple of weeks ago, Callum, and obviously this is 2008. But obviously a lot of them players are so iconic. You think, Puyol, Pique, Ramos, Iniesta, Xavi, Torres, Villa. Players who played for a long time and absolute icons and legends, whereas Senna only played between 2006 and he retired just before they won the World Cup in 2010. And I think he just, alongside Xabi Alonso in that position, just a brilliant footballer, kept hold of the ball, just made Spain tick. And yeah, I think replaced by Busquets, who probably did a better job than him. Busquets was probably a better player. But I think, yeah, just in that team, I remember obviously seeing him for Villarreal and like sort of recognise him and think what a player that is. And then to see him playing in a couple of years later in a team that goes on to win the Euros. And at that time, like Spain were known as the team of like bottlers, a bit like what England are now. They always sort of there or thereabouts. They always seem to have a brilliant team, but never quite delivered it. And that Spain team was the first to sort of unite it. And I think, yeah, having him in that team, just keeping hold of the ball, passing it to like the brilliant footballers. I just always remember him. I can't sort of pick out one particular performance. I just can't remember. I'd be lying if I looked up and said that. But I think just that sort of cool cat in the middle. I think born in Brazil, so a Brazilian-type footballer. I think Brazil probably missed the boat. I know they had pretty good success before that. But I think he was playing, I looked up just before, he was 31 or 32, because I didn't write it down, when that competition happened. So he was quite old, selected quite late, but still did a brilliant job for them. So yeah, my suggestion for Streets Won't Forget Euros campaign is going to be Marcus Senna. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that is a good shout. I think he's sort of, I don't know, a bit like Sean's maybe, a bit of a, not a flash in the pan, I don't want to say that, but kind of, he was brought like everyone's attention in that. Like, that's what it was, and then you didn't kind of hear him either side of that, or maybe not too much. But yeah, probably a bit of an unsung hero.
That was about my understanding of the theme, to be honest, up until this afternoon.
I think it's a good shout. I think, yeah, as you said, those great players around him and stuff, kind of just done his job. I think it's quite a nice touch that he wasn't actually born in that country as well. I think that's a good little addition to his story, I think, as a Spain player. So, yeah, I think it's a good shout, Tosh.
He probably paved the way as well. I think in a couple of Diego Costa obviously ended up playing for Spain, didn't he, as a Brazilian born player. I think probably, I imagine at that point, there probably wasn't many non-Spanish, there probably wasn't many people playing outside of Madrid and Barcelona playing for Spain. But
Thiago Alcantara as well. Born in Brazil.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. Certainly got Brazilian in his family anyway. Yeah. But yeah, no other thoughts. We'll get Callum to finish off.
Another thought on center. Cool. So yeah, as Tosh said, maybe there was some confusion with the remit for this week's Marooned 5. My understanding, or what I thought we were doing, was sort of Streets Won't Forget campaign. So like a player who had like an unbelievable sort of campaign, one tournament that was sort of really great. Probably the complete opposite to what Bob did, possibly. but I am going to go a bit further back than the others, just a bit further back from Tosh's, and go with Euro 2000, and go with Zinedine Zidane's Euro 2000 campaign, obviously winning it with France. He played all but one game, and that one game they got beat, I think, by Holland. I think he scored a couple, assisted one, and obviously everyone talks about that semi-final, the Portugal one, where he kind of just ran the show. I think obviously he was just before I think it was a couple of seasons before he'd moved to Real Madrid. So he was kind of really on the up to sort of becoming like a world star. Obviously won the World Cup in 98 with France, was it? Yeah. So on his way to become that world star and kind of obviously playing for Juventus, moving to Real Madrid in 2001 or 2002. So yeah, I think it was just a tournament where like he probably won that tournament for France, maybe people would say. Sort of every game he seems to control and dictate. Potentially, yeah, you see that in the stats where he won every game. He was playing the one that they didn't win. He didn't play. He stayed on the bench. So, yeah, I think Zidane's Euro 2000 campaign is up there with like sort of one of the best one-offs. And I'll talk mention Platini's. When was that? Actually, the 70s or something?
84.
So, yeah, I think sort of Zidane as a Streets Won't Forget campaign, his 2001 was great. And yeah, obviously, ran the games. There's loads of clips of that Portugal game. There's one where, a great one where his control from a switcher play sort of chest it and brings it. The chest goes like over his head almost, and then he sort of hooks it back in. But yeah, that's one that you always kind of see. And I think he brought the Maradona spin, possibly maybe it's a Zidane roulette. He sort of, there's games where he was doing that three or four times a game, and people just couldn't get near him. So yeah, was a good time as a kid playing Euro 2000 on the PlayStation. But yeah, my shout for this week's Maroon 5 is Zinedine Zidane's Euro 2000 campaign to go against Wayne Rooney's Euro 2004 campaign. I know Sean's chomping at the bit to absolutely tear me to shreds. I will sort of end on by saying if I get voted off against Bob's, then the whole thing's a travesty.
Sean's criticism was you can't have one of the best players ever. So I've kind of done you a favour there, haven't I?
Sean,
that's
actually one of
the best players ever. Worst performance as well. So yeah, you kind of it's a bit of a sideways look at this week's Maroon 5 up. Yeah, I like it.
Always does it a bit differently. You've got to give him that.
Differently or wrong?
I asked you before if I could go for it, and you said yeah.
Yeah, because Callum's gone for Zidane.
What's your argument against it, then,
Sean? The other one he was going with Will Grigg, so at least Ronaldo's played.
But my thing, I genuinely think Will Grigg would have been a better argument than Zidane in terms of, I don't think Zidane fits the brief in that.
He didn't play in it.
Yeah, I know, but think of the impact.
Because on Messi.
He had a bigger impact on 2016 than most players, and he didn't even play. It took over the tournament. That's just Streets Won't Forget impact, that, definitely. But talking about one individual in a tournament, Will Grigg had in 2016. Zidane. Like, I thought the whole point of Streets Won't Forget is like, when we did it, it was like, you don't remember being the best, but they kind of had something about them. You've just picked Zidane, who some people think is the best player ever.
When you say Will Grigg, though, saying that he didn't play, but he had the impact because of the song, by that logic, couldn't you say Neil Diamond as well?
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, not really. Neil Diamond's not in the England camp, is he?
Wouldn't you say by that token, Nisloppy would be also a candidate?
Honestly, no. The Will Grigg thing has been taking us down a sidetrack and almost just purely because Zidane's come into it. And the whole point of this, I thought, was you find like we did last time with the country where it was like Czech Republic. But then again, Cal, even then, you went for an obvious one. You went for one of the best teams ever.
This room was a Streets Don't Forget campaign by a player, not necessarily a Streets Don't Forget player. Which is why the office was
about an hour before we recorded.
No, it wasn't. It was at the beginning, which is why it was Rooney 2004 was the obvious.
To be fair, Callum's running a tight ship these days. I have to take his word for that one.
Yeah, possibly the first time ever I am agreeing with Cal here. And are you being anti Zidane because you prefer Kevin Kilbane?
Well, mainly, yeah.
You were always on Materazzi's side as well, weren't you?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah,
it's true. Colours coming out now.
Is it because you don't like Algerians?
He was against Mahrez as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Write yourself down here, Sean. Keep that in the edit.
You know what? Do it. Don't even care. Whatever.
I'll give my thoughts. I thought the same as Sean. Like, when you said campaign, if that's what you said, and I've got no reason to disbelieve it because I don't read the messages, is that... Yeah, I do actually think it fits. I do think that is a Streets Won't Forget campaign. I think that is one of them things. I don't remember it, obviously, too young.
Neither does he.
The thing that always impresses me is obviously it was golden goal, wasn't it? That competition. And the one against Portugal, you mentioned, Callum, when Abel Xavier handballs it. Like Portugal, I reckon there was a good few minutes between. It was like the last minute of extra time, knowing you're winning it, the game. And his penalty is just unbelievable. You talk about like the England penalties being great the other day. Like Zidane's is like so in the most, I reckon that's the penalty that's most in the corner there's ever been. And yeah, unbelievable. So yeah, I think if it's Streets Won't Forget campaign, I think it's a good one. Go on, Sean, sorry.
Great creds as well.
So I've gone back and it was a Streets Won't Forget international player. Right. So that was what it was. And then that got that just remained until Callum changed it at 2:45 today to a Streets Won't Forget international performance. So he snuck that little word in after he'd picked Zidane.
I do remember before. I sort of remember performance.
No, it never got said.
Which is why it was Rooney 04.
No, but it's not though, because that was at the time. That's like where he burst onto the scene. Everyone knew. Well, I don't know if everyone knew Zidane because I don't remember it. Just like you don't remember it, but
yeah, Sean.
Oh, he played on the PlayStation, Sean.
Oh,
Sean, you said when he was. You said or like one tournament specifically. I said I'd probably say go for a specific tournament. Rooney 04 springs to mind.
No, but that means that means a player based like a player that exists in that tournament. Patrick Schick exists only in Euro 2020. Other than that, he's not real.
You said he had a really successful career, didn't you?
Yeah, who knew about that?
I was with you. By Leverkusen.
Mum doesn't know he plays for Leverkusen.
I bet you she does.
I bet you she doesn't.
I bet you she does. Let's ask her.
She hasn't seen him since he scored against Scotland, and he scored four more after that. I'm telling you, do you know what? Again, I'm used to this. I always end up trying to be a stickler for the rules, and then get turned on. So,
snitch.
I'm just gonna.
I think he needs to stop being such a cryer, Sean.
Oh, how's this happened?
I sort of agree with Sean, but then yeah,
you also don't care enough, do you?
Well, don't get me wrong, Sean. I'd love an excuse to vote Callum off. Unfortunately, if we're talking about one person not going with the rules, then we've got to go back to Bob, I'm afraid, who in no way, shape, or form has followed anything to do with the rules.
Yeah, but Bob's only done that because of Zidane.
He wanted to bring up Cristiano Ronaldo's criminal history.
Yeah,
and Phil Neville.
That's all that,
Yeah, no, I think we can accept Callum's.
Yeah, whatever.
I was going to mention honourable mention to Southgate for missing his pen and his redemption story. Now,
no, not, speaking of snitches, can't be doing with him. Absolute fool. Any other honourable mentions before we wrap it up? Does anyone else have any other people on the list? Right,
well, then. Who's the played or not played? So plenty of players you could mention.
Kyle Lafferty.
No, don't mention
him.
Yeah, come on.
He's on your corner.
What are them?
Yeah.
Iconic just for that.
Yeah. Right, then, Sean, to me and you get to vote one out then.
Do you know what, Tosh? I'll hand you the power.
I had to do it last time.
Oh, do you want me to do it then?
No, I think we need to get rid of Bob's, to be honest.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's gotta be, Ali.
Worked hard on that.
I mean,
but the problem is Callum's will definitely win because it is the obvious one.
Exactly.
I think Rooney
should win it.
Rooney probably will because people our age remember it, unlike Zidane.
But just if we vote Bob out, Callum will take his revenge on Sean. So
I'm not like that. You'll be all right, Sean.
Callum will just go on the best argument.
The game. Yeah.
Actually, it's new season.
Next time we do one's new season, is it? So it's all washed, reset anyway, I would have thought. Unless I win.
And then we'll change the rules.
Okay, then. So let's just a little recap of our five Streets Won't Forget Euros players/campaigns. We had Sean first up with Patrick Schick. Bob next with Cristiano Ronaldo. Should I say the competition, really? Both from... Which one was yours, Bob? Was the current Ronaldo one?
Current Ronaldo.
So Euro 2024. Patrick
Schick. The demise of Cristiano.
Patrick Schick, Euro 2020. I went with Marcus Senna 2008. Callum went with Zinedine Zidane Euro 2000. And we're going for the obvious one as Wayne Rooney's 2004. So as always, get yourself over to X and vote. Get the votes up as much as possible for the last Euro special. And then we'll see who's getting booted off to the island. Right then, Sean, do you want to take over for keeping up appearances?
Thanks, Tosh. So we've decided for this one, we're going to do the four teams who are currently in the semis. Obviously, by the time this episode comes out, we'll know who the finalists are. But we're sticking with the four semi-finalists. So the four names in our wheel today are obviously France, Spain, England, Netherlands. Let's see who comes out on top. It is France.
We could have potentially done we could have done a random draw and we all got allocated one of the teams. Would that have worked? No.
Ooh, that would... That might be good. That we pick the person for our country.
Yeah, but is it better all doing the same one? I don't know.
I reckon just all do the same one. Now we've started it.
now we've got one of the countries.
Yeah. I've been called a cry ass and a racist, Bob. You've got nothing to hold on.
Still not as much as what I was called in the first episode.
No smoke without fire, Tosh.
Correct.
He's drawing a dog.
He's obsessed.
Right. Should we just get our number then?
Sounds like it.
Okay. So I've already done one. It's quite a good number. Or no, do you know what? It'd be stupid. The number's 17. But for France, that'll be hard, won't it?
I reckon that's quite good, yeah.
Do you? Okay.
I do, yeah. I think the lower numbers are harder.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. But I didn't know if it'd be too hard for you, like, not for you, for me as well. Like, it was
no. You just have to, you should just play it if you were thinking it was 150, and I reckon you'd get pretty close to 17.
Yeah, Richard Gough. Right, so 17 caps for France.
I reckon no currents.
I reckon no currents as well.
bollocks.
That's a good idea, Tosh. Just make it a little bit harder.
Remember when we last time we did the small international, it was Croatia, and Bob did a great answer with Gvardiol. We want to take that out of the equation.
So are we saying we can have players that are still playing but not in the Euro squad?
Have you got an answer for that?
No. Just because there are a load of players that didn't make the
squad. I agree with that.
Squad.
You can have a current player, but it's not a current international. No. Surely.
No. Oh, I get two guesses as well, actually, don't I?
I don't know. How do you define?
They're
not in the Euro squad.
Okay. That's it. I'll do that then.
Mm.
Okay. So, on podcast discussions have just told us that we can have any player that's ever played for France as long as they're not in the current squad. Do what you can with that. Right.
Am I getting two or three guesses?
Two.
Maybe more guesses than appearances.
No.
I think you should get three for that Tosh.
I really don't like it, you know.
What would you know?
I just honestly just think the cock's way too big.
It's still all the t-shirts on.
Did you mean that?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
When would I ever call it a cock?
Right.
Was too big for her.
Yeah, have we got a song of the week?
Hard, isn't it? There isn't really anything to do with the Maroon 5 theme, is there?
The street.
I was going to say, yeah, it's something about the street.
Yeah.
But you know it.
Seen that at Glastonbury.
And?
Just letting you know, in case anyone wanted to know.
Is there anything, any other?
Could do the street, dry your eyes. Ronaldo.
Well, that's a good, yeah, do that. And that means I'm not getting kicked off Marine 5.
But you are still, but at least you get another mention.
Fuck off. Okay, fair enough.
Right, there we go. Listen to the street, dry your eyes, which also, that wasn't a FIFA song, was it? But it was a FIFA song. Yeah, there you go. Give that a listen.
I'm going to try and go one old, one new, but the problem is one old ones they played in World Cups. If I pick a player that didn't play for France, do I get me go reset?
Not even if he gets... Not including a second guess.
Yeah, no. That's still...
Don't Will Grigg.
Sylvain Distan.
I've got two. But again, they could be way off. But I think I might just have to stick with them. I can't think of anyone else.
I'm struggling to think of one.
I don't have to close.
I thought of one, but I don't think he's played.
Don't go for him, I'd suggest.
Hey, what actually happens? You know, in terms of the leaderboard, what actually happens if you went for someone who's never played?
We said you just lose because zeros could be closer than everything.
But I mean, for the leaderboard, though, how many points should you get? 120 added on?
Yeah, something like that.
Ooh, that's harsh.
But otherwise you would, because you'd be 17 out, so you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah, you can't be 17 out.
I reckon you have to go to the max.
Or you triple it. Triple the difference.
So you triple 17?
Well, no, I think mine did play for France, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
I've got five names written down.
I've got three.
I reckon one of mine you'll have, Bob. At least.
One of mine is like ultimate street won't forget players.
Is it Zidane?
I think one of mine's a street won't forget players.
But I don't know how many times you played for France.
Well, yeah, if you did, you'd be laughing, wouldn't you? If you did, you either would pick them or wouldn't. You'd know you were going to pick them.
I don't know the 90s teams, if you know what I mean. I remember him in a France shirt.
Mine's not 90s.
What's the...
Oh, yours is 90s.
What if the in the current squad, but you don't know?
What?
if they might be, you're not sure if they're in the current squad or not.
Can't you pick one player that isn't like so current that you haven't seen them last week every week?
No, but he might be in the squad, but I don't think he's in the squad.
Well, there's your wrist then, and if he's in the squad, you also get 120.
Oh. So is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I read. Just to annoy.
Cal. Oh, no, I'll play the safer one then.
Can't pick any player before like 2022.
Have you seen him on the bench last week?
No, I've got one. I've got one who didn't make it.
What if they're in the Olympic squad?
I tell him, I'm a bit of a shelter. Usain Bolt, I'm going.
That was one of the players I was originally thinking of. I know he's definitely in the Olympics, but I don't think he's made the senior.
Has he just joined Bayern Munich?
Yeah.
I don't think he's made
the senior.
I don't think he has, because I think up until recently he was still eligible for England, wasn't he? I think. Yeah, sure. But there was talk of him if he stayed long enough for Palace anyway.
I'm not going to him anyway.
Oh, I see.
I've got my person. But, yeah.
Anyone want to go first?
Nope.
Go on, I will. So, from the start, I had two names. Two very different types of players, purely in terms of how they're remembered. One of them is... Oh, do you know what? I won't say them. I'll say it at the end. One of them is very much Streets Won't Forget. Like the typical, quote, Barclays type players.
He didn't play for France.
Yeah, Nigeria. I wish we were doing that. But the player I'm going to go for is a player that I have no idea how many times they played for France. I don't even know how to say his name.
Is it Sean O'Hara?
He was a player that I remember when we were in sixth form. I had a spell where I pretended I knew international football, and I, before the Euros in 2012, I used to say to everyone, he's going to be playing in the tournament, this lad, he's going to be playing in the tournament, this lad. And it was, I think his name is Johan Gorkov.
Oh yeah.
I was convinced. I think I even put a bet on it. And then I think in his first game, I think he got sent off and he had a shocker. He got knocked out early and I've never heard him since.
I think he didn't show football. I think you're after that at all, did he?
Yeah, I'll go for him. Gorkov.
Not to doubt
you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Gorkov, I think it is, Sean.
Gorkov, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else want to jump in? I don't mind. I've got two guesses.
Go on.
Very tough one. I was thinking, obviously, I went down a couple of routes. I thought the first one, which is one of the players I'm going to go, is someone who injury cut short his career, but quite a Streets Won't Forget footballer. And I think he did play for France. I think I can see him playing around the time where he knocked Ireland out with the hat on Riambo. And he's played alongside Thierry Henry. And I think my guess is going to be Abu Diaby. Because I think, again, obviously famously a very short career, but I'm pretty confident he played for France and I doubt he was playing more than 30, 40 times. So that's my first guess. Listeners will know that I get a second guess because I won keeping up appearances. And this is where I'm a bit torn. What's that?
I won keeping up appearances, you won
keep your appearance up. Thought, yeah. No one knows. And then I went down the route of, I had another name, but I think Bob might have picked it, so I'll leave him. I don't think people will have this one. Three players whose careers were all cut short for France for different reasons, one of which was that famous goalkeeper German tackle, Patrick Battiston, in 82, where the goalie absolutely wipes him out and like, broke his teeth and knocked him out. So I reckon he probably didn't play for France after that. But I'm actually going to go with two very Streets Won't Forget footballers from the 90s, and actually, sure, I think you could have picked this one. I was thinking of the other player. I think David Ginola's career was cut short by Gerard Houllier, I believe, who blamed him for France didn't qualify for 94. And David Ginola was made the scapegoat, and as far as I'm aware, didn't play, definitely wasn't around 98. So it's just how many times he would have played before that. And then I'll keep the other two names that I had just in case someone else says them. But my two guesses are going to be Abu Diaby and David Ginola.
Do you want to go next, Cal?
No, you come if you want.
Cal, did any of your names play for Everton?
No.
So that's the route I've gone. I've gone. I've got four names. They all played for Everton, and can't quite decide who the best one is. I'll go for. So one, I'll go through the names I'm not picking. So, player absolutely hated Morgan Schneiderlin. Another one who's fond of kicking a cat, Kurt Zouma. And then a bit more retro, Olivier Dacour. But I'm going to go with the theme of players that had the, not the career cut short, but it was blighted by injury. I'm going to go for the King, Louis Saha. Because he would have been competing with a lot of good centre forwards as well, so that probably impeded.
I think he played his selection when he. He played in one of the competitions, didn't he? Yeah, great player. I thought you were going to say Luca Dina, Bob. That was the one I had on my list that I thought you might have gone.
Can't say his name.
Okay. I did for you, so you didn't have to. Go on then, Callum.
Yeah, I struggled to think of a few. I was trying to think of some Everton ones, but I just wasn't sure on how many they would have played. The one who wasn't sure if they're in this team or not was Umtiti. But I don't know if he's in it or not, but I'm not going to go him. And so I went with someone who missed out, but I don't think he probably had... I don't think he would have had a good chance of being in it anyway this time round. And I'm going to go with Anthony Martial. It was sort of named as like someone who'd missed out, but he's probably never going to be in much contention anyway, really. But yeah, I just don't think he's...
So. No point taking him.
Yeah, I don't think he's... France seems to have a lot of good strikes over the years, and Giroud's been the main one, and I just don't think Martial's got in there. He's had a few injuries, not played regularly for his club, so yeah. Martial probably played a couple of campaigns, a couple of years worth of like friendlies and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he'll be low enough to be close to 17, but yeah, maybe around the... I don't know. Around the 40s mark, maybe. That was limitation with Martial.
Yeah, I've checked them now. I just need to check last one.
So does your best goes through, so your second best doesn't count for anything?
Yeah, I think that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you checking them all?
Well, I've only got one more, so I was able to do like while you were doing it, because I can use Wikipedia for that, can't I? Yeah, caps.
I think so.
Well, so you get me out of the transfer market. Yeah. Okay, then. Results are in. So, usual closest is going to be revealed last. So, all good guesses this week. So, our target number was 17. Everyone within 15. So, the furthest person away was actually 14 away with 31 appearances, which actually quite surprisingly for me was Johan Gourcuff. So Sean, take the four. That part wasn't surprising, like, but the fact he was only 14 away was. The next person was only one away from Sean, actually, to be fair, which was 30 appearances, and that was Callum with Martial. He made 30 appearances, so 13 out. The next two, both single figures. So just as a reminder, Bob had picked Louis Saha, I'd picked Abu Dhabi and Ginola with my best one. Winning three appearances out with 20 was Louis Saha. So another great guess from Bob. Still, Bob's only four, I think, four out in three guesses over the 3 weeks. Pretty impressive. And this week, my best guess was David Ginola, which was actually spot on.
Oh, fair play.
And to make it better, Abu Dhabi was actually only one out.
Really?
So two good guesses. Probably very worth good. Double points, which gives me the competition, I would have thought.
Yeah. And you've got the Everton link with David Ginola as well, haven't you?
Oh, I didn't think of that Everton link. The other one I had was Eric Cantona, was me thinking I thought someone might say him. His career was cut short as well. He was the only one I didn't mention from before, but I don't know. Maybe he's better again. But yeah, are we wrapping it up then?
So our final Euros league table is in then after that last minute win by Tosh. However, he still ended the competition in last place with a goal difference of 47. Now,
there's one guess though.
The problem is, obviously, getting it spot on actually doesn't help you at all here.
I've actually had, similar to Bob, I've had two out and bang on, apart from a 45, Toby Alderweireld.
Well, it doesn't look as bad. Last week, Tosh, you looked way out. But me and Carl, with our guesses today, quite a bit closer. So then in third place, it's me on 43. In second place, it's Callum on 42. And then the winner, again, obviously, is Bob with a goal difference of 4.
Don't go on that, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Yep.
Just saying, if you take my three best guesses, though, I'd have only been three out.
Yeah.
So, should we just say June 1st, Sean, or?
Fine by me.
I hope we start doing the rules after we've done the tournament and just see what benefits Tosh, and then we'll kind of make the rules to fit that.
Yeah.
Tosh, well done.
Can I also have the credit for Charlie Nicholas as well? Oh. Nah, to be fair, Bob's record there is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It was all about getting close, and I had a nightmare with Toby, so.
You did.
Can't get close to the master.
So thank you very much for tuning into our Euros specials podcast. We've enjoyed doing these. We've had a little break at the end of the season and wanted to come back to give you something over this month. First of all, football. Bob has absolutely smashed the Euros keeping up appearances. We've had a few good Euros Maroon 5s as well, with some lots of debate and talk, in which hopefully you have enjoyed, and a bit of controversy with someone being voted off. So please head over to our social medias, particularly our X, to vote on this week's Maroon 5. Also head over to our TikTok and try and like, share, comment, interact with us there if you can. We're looking to get more content out on that platform. But yeah, keep supporting. We really appreciate it. And we are looking forward to being back for the start of the 24-25 season. What we hope will be another good series of Keep On Appearances episodes. So thanks a lot, guys. Hopefully, by the time you listen to this, England are heading into a final. And fingers crossed we win. But we'll see. But yeah, catch you in August.